get back to eight buckets here in a second. Johnny Venezia coming up 20 minutes for Now Bets for the College Baseball Super Regionals. But Chris Haynes from TNT and Bleacher Report, who's like breaking tons of stories now, good for him. Chris Haynes tweeting out moments ago, the Phoenix Suns have notified star point guard Chris Paul that he will be waived, making the future Hall of Famer one of the top free agents this offseason. So again, the Phoenix Suns have told Chris Paul they are going to waive him from his contract. Chris Paul, Ken, will hit the free agent market this offseason. I guess it's like, okay, now we know kind of like Kevin Durant won't have that piece. Devin Booker won't have that piece this year in Phoenix. And now it's just, where does Chris Paul go? I guess the Lakers are kind of the team that makes the most sense, just even like thinking out of it on first blush to go with LeBron James in Los Angeles. What do you think here for Chris Paul? What do you think of Phoenix now without Chris Paul? As again, this news breaking literally moments ago.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of similar to when Westbrook was involved in the trade, obviously before he signed with the Clippers, and then the Jazz waived him, right, or released him, and he was free to sign for like any amount of money with any team. Like Chris Paul as a max guy is done. This will be, it's either his age 37 or 38 season, I think. It's definitely one of those two off the top of my head. This was the worst he's ever played, like from a lot of measurements in his career. This is the fewest points per game he ever had. He played less than 60 games. His shooting percentage, and remember, he kind of not reinvented himself, but like really hit a peak with Phoenix, you know, sort of like as one of the best mid-range shooters in the league for a multi-year period. And he was always very good at it, but his like 2-point percentages with Phoenix were outrageous. I think he shot like 56% one season, and last year was way, way, way worse. So you got like a 38-year-old point guard, and point guards age horribly usually in the NBA. They don't last very long, who is scoring as low as he's ever scored. Like steals were down, assists were okay, shoots way worse from two, and has a propensity to get hurt a lot, and especially get hurt in the playoffs. And so I don't say all that to like bash Chris Paul, but just like that's what he is now. Like that's okay. And because as a max guy, that's a bad investment. And as a guy who's going to make way less money but contribute to a team, and maybe he won't make way less money, maybe somebody will offer him like an insane contract. That doesn't seem very likely, but because like you can't have him be the best player on your team anymore. That's just like not what he is. He's a great player, but that's not what he is anymore. So whether it's the Lakers, whether it's some other team that's probably, you know, he's probably going to be like a ring hunter at this point, go to a team that's a contending team that has a chance to win a title. That's probably his goal. So he can win a championship. It's crazy that he got waived because that story came out. There's like, what was this? One of his kids at school got told like, you know, Chris Paul gave an interview and he goes, yeah, at school, one of my kids was told, like, your dad's never going to win a championship. Like, his kids got a ton of crap because he didn't win a title. Just really funny that, like, this news and that go hand in hand. Like, well, maybe he'll win a title now. He'll go somewhere. Just it depends on the cost. It depends on what a team is willing to pay him. But if you can, it's kind of like Westbrook. Yeah, like, do I want to pay Russell Westbrook $48 million? No. Do I want to pay him, like, $5 million? Absolutely. Like, do I, you know, and obviously there's some middle ground there too, but that's where it's almost like a price in a betting market. Like, do I want to bet this team at this number? No. Okay. Well, what if I gave you a huge discount? Yes. And that's Chris Paul will be no different. So it'll just depend on like how much money does he actually make versus like how he fits into a team. There's a version of this where he's an incredibly helpful asset. Even if it's like a second team kind of point guard, he starts, but maybe he plays more with the second team, doesn't make a lot of money. Leadership's awesome. Like won't turn the ball over at all. Can run an offense. There's a lot of great stuff going on here. Just depends on how much it costs.
Betting conversation now. And there's a lot to be figured out. We don't know where he's going. We don't know what Phoenix is going to do to replace him, what they're going to do around Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. Does this make, and again, so again, I want to state this again. There's a lot to still be figured out, but just to have like an introductory betting conversation on this, does this news make you, Ken, less or more likely or same degree of likelihood to bet anything as it regards Phoenix to achieve good things heading into next year or maybe to underachieve heading into next year relative to what the betting market thinks? And let's just say, and let's connect a dot here. Let's say Chris Paul goes to the Lakers. He joins LeBron. Let's say that's what happens. Does that make you more or less likely or same likelihood to want to bet the Lakers to achieve things coming up next season?
No, I mean, I would need to know prices, obviously. But to answer your questions, I don't think he's like a needle moving player that much anymore. where it's like, you know, if he goes to a team that I didn't like to win the title, him going there makes me like them to win the title. I don't think he moves the needle that way anymore. I think he can be helpful, but not a player where if I liked a team, he's going to, like, in his prime, he was on the very short list of players who I think statistically, at least, you could feel like would be the best player on a title winning team. And that's why it's a big deal that he only got to one finals and didn't win, because he was viewed that way. And that's just not what it is anymore. Like, he's not on that list anymore. That's just not what it is. So I would kind of view him, honestly, the same way I'd view Westbrook going somewhere. Helpful, but like, your best player needs to be, can be the best player on a title winning team. Like, you need to have a Jokic or a Giannis. Or, like, you could argue Davis and LeBron, but, you know, like, there's kind of in different situations. You need Luka, Embiid. You need to have one of these guys already. And then, yeah, if you had Chris Paul, it makes you a little better. So wherever he goes, it's going to just be like, did I like that team anyway? Chris Paul is not, he's not the missing piece to any team that's out there. He's just a helpful player that can help in a bunch of different ways. Wouldn't really impact my betting unless he went to the Lakers and that drove the price up a ton or down a ton. I mean, God forbid their win totals ever really high. I bet the under because he's not going to play a lot, and LeBron's not going to play a lot, and Davis isn't going to play a lot. So whatever their win total is, but the market knows that, like, Lakers win totals aren't as high as they used to be, or LeBron win totals on his teams aren't as high as they used to be. So I don't think there's going to be anything actionable here. You know, if for whatever reason there was another mania around the Lakers getting him, I guess, but the win total market's honestly too smart for that. I don't think you're going to see that.
You know who should sign him? The Celtics. Like, let him handle the ball at the closing minutes of games, like the postseason next year. And let him, like, coach the team, there. Basically.
Free agents typically don't want to play there. I think, like, a lot of his friend group, agency, all that stuff. I don't think he's going to Boston. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I wouldn't mind him on the Knicks.
I don't think a lot of players are going to Boston. Let's put it that way. It's always been the case.
Maybe potentially a variety of reasons. Okay. You bet here with Nick and Ken on a wonderful Wednesday. Jake, hit the music again. Let's continue on with 8 buckets here as we do win total analysis and schedule analysis for the Cleveland Browns. Ken, we left off on October 29th, where you wanted to mull during the break what the Browns' point spread would be on the road in Seattle again on Sunday, October 29th. It's either 2.5 or 3. After mulling, what would you say here? What should Cleveland be? And is this a toss-up or a likely win for the Browns?
I'm going to call it a toss up in 2.5 for right now. I think I feel pretty good about it.
Okay. Seattle's I don't disagree.
Pretty good. Yeah.
November 5th, the Browns will host the Arizona Cardinals. We'll call this a blowout win.
Yep. That's really easy. Man, Cleveland's easy so far. Got to be honest.
November 12th, the Browns will visit the Baltimore Ravens.
Like, likely loss pretty easily.
Likely loss. Ravens -3.
Yeah. Yep. Or more, but at least 3.
Yeah. And the way I like to think about it, I would encourage other people, if you want to think the same way, if it ever opened -2.5, Baltimore -2.5, like, what would you do immediately right now? And I'm creating, like, a hypothetical scenario that will never exist. Like, if we're there and it's the same as it is now and that's the number, what would you do? Bet Baltimore immediately up to -3. Okay. November 19th, the Browns will host the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll call this a likely win.
Yep. Yeah. Man, their games are incredibly easy so far, and we're more than halfway through the schedule.
This one's interesting, I think, at least. November 26th, the Browns travel to Denver to play the Broncos.
So we called them 2.5 at Seattle.
It has to be at the same number, probably, right?
Called them less than 2.5 against Pat Pittsburgh, but like less than 3 in both those games. So, I mean, like, this is about the same thing. Right. Except yep. they can be a little more, but is a little more 3. Right.
I don't think so. Right.
This is one I wish I'd mulled during the break. I think they can be. This is at Tennessee. Right. Just so I'm looking at the right game.
At Denver.
Oh, at Denver. I'm sorry. Yep. It is. I don't know why I like had something else written down. I had D-E-N instead of T-E-N. That's my problem. This is easy. Yeah, it's like the same. It's actually less, probably. It's probably like 1 or something, or pick. So yeah, okay. Toss up.
We'll move to December 3rd, where the Browns will visit the Los Angeles Rams. Likely win.
All right. Rams just making their way to all these conversations. What a team. Yeah, likely win.
December 10th, the Browns will host the Jacksonville Jaguars. Likely win.
Yes.
Or toss-up.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, would they be it's a 3-point favorite at home against Jacksonville?
Probably not, right? I'd like the Browns, I think.
It's pretty close. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they'd be 2.5 at home against Jacksonville.
I agree. I would like Cleveland in the game, but I agree that, like, just based, yeah, they can't, I guess they could be, but I don't think it would be 3. I agree, 2.5.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, though. Jacksonville's a funny team to project that way, too. And I know we've done their schedule already. I don't know what we called that game. I'm sure we had the exact same conversation. But it could be 3. I just think almost like, I don't remember what we did in that game, but we definitely had the same conversation. There's no way we didn't talk about whether it was 2.5 or 3. So, I'll say 2.5 here.
December 17th, the Browns will host the Chicago Bears. Is it a likely win or a blowout?
It's not a blowout, right? It's not a blowout win.
It's a likely win. It's probably 6.
It's like a 6. Yeah. Is it ever more than that, the way we start? No, this is like 6. This is 6, yeah.
Okay, so likely win. December 24th, Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, Texans fans, Houston fans. You get Deshaun Watson coming into town. Cleveland at Houston on December 24th.
And we haven't done Houston yet to project this game, so this is our first crack at it. It's just a likely win, right? They're not 7 right now?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah, just because the Texans are more highly thought of right now, because we don't have any information about how good they are yet. So I think it's just likely win. I think we just call that a likely win.
Thursday, December 28th, Browns will host Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets.
That's a great game. And that'll like almost certainly be a meaningful game too.
Jets minus 2.5. Yeah.
No, I think the Browns will get a little more credit than that. I think like pick.
Okay.
Like Jets better on a neutral, but like not that much better.
Jets minus 1. Yeah. We're splitting hairs.
Yeah, but I don't think 2. I really don't think 2.5. Like I think it'd be less.
Okay. And then week 18, the Browns travel to Cincy to play the Bengals in a game that would be a likely loss.
Yeah, that one's easy. That one's really easy to figure out. They're 2.5 at Cleveland to start. Okay.
And that takes us to that's the end of the schedule.
So Cleveland,
a lot of toss-ups,
pretty interesting, pretty interesting schedule for them. Yeah, what was the who had the most? Chicago had the most, right?
Either Minnesota or Chicago.
I think it was Chicago that we did but they both had a lot. Let's put it that way. And it was like 8 or 9, right, for both of them.
Yep,
9 for Chicago. Alex has written down. That sounds right to me too. Cleveland's real close to that, so they have one game in which they'll be a blowout win. Projected blowout winner, and they have no games in which they are projected to get blown out. So that's always a good place to start if you have a high win total in the market. No games where you're supposed to get throttled. They play 8 toss-up games this year, which is projected point spread of less than 3. They also, I feel like these were easy decisions in terms of which bucket each game. Like there's only we've had teams where there's like 11 debates about which some of these games are going to go, and we had like 2 with Cleveland. Maybe that means they're an easier team to project. It's funny that you take that. Oh, well, it's like so easy. It's this, it's this, it's this, it's this. And yet like the total unknown of what their quarterback is like put alongside that. And it's like, okay, like, are they easy to project? But I mean, at least right now with this rating, the schedule is easy to project. Their win total at BetMGM at least is 9. It's like almost minus 110 each way. If you add up all the pieces of wins for the Cleveland Browns, we get a projection of 9.6. And I've seen 9.5s in the market on this team in a few places. That makes more sense to me. If you do the really like everything's a toss up almost type of analysis, so only the blowout wins and losses count. They're 1-0 with 16 games left. You give them half of those, that's 8. They have 9 wins. So 9.6 and 9. I mean, it's obviously just like solving the quarterback is such a huge part of this team and so many other teams. And it's really just like, what do you make of Deshaun Watson this year? But this projection at least has them versus the BetMGM number, which honestly might be off market and is worth checking. It would probably be like maybe an over on 9, but that's about it.
Over on 9, because like you think you probably push it worst.
Well, yeah, and if the market's going to be 9.5, I don't know if it's 9.5 everywhere. That's the only thing I don't know. If everyone that's taking like as much money as you can take on win totals right now, if everyone's laying like dealing 9.5 and they're 9, then maybe over 9.
Do we want to do one more to start the power hour and draw the team now?
Yeah, Yes. Let me write down a couple win projections. Absolutely. So, all right, we just did Cleveland. Try not to knock anything over as I take a team out. So we really, really, really should pull like an NFC team here. Let's try to put the... I have 30 seconds to actually pick one out. Oh my God. Why am I picking all AFC teams? I really want to pick an NFC team. I just picked the Chiefs. What is going on? Okay. Later in the show, Power Hour, the team will be the Green Bay Packers, one of our favorite teams.
Oh, hell yeah. All you need is love. Love is all you need. Mm. And also help around them. That'd be great. Johnny Venezia talking college baseball next.